The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Lord. The word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Years and years ago, I was back in the Washington, D.C. area for an alumni reunion. And a few of us got there early before the reunion started properly. And we took a trip to the Smithsonian Institute. And we were standing there in the Natural History Museum. We were there to see the dinosaurs. And we were not the only ones, because as soon as we walked in, there was a gaggle of elementary school kids on a field trip poured in behind us. I know they were on a field trip. They all had different colored shirts for the different classes. So they had red and blue and green and all that. And we were just surrounded by all these children, holding hands with one another so no one gets lost. And one of them, the cutest little thing in the world, biggest brown eyes ever, looked up at us and said, "Hey, mister, who do you belong to?" Now, you will be proud of me. I resisted the urge to scold her and say the proper way to say that is, "To whom do you belong?" Who do you belong to? Baptism is the answer to that question. Baptism, first and foremost, is about belonging. In the earliest days of the Christian community, baptism is about bringing someone in to the community of faith, bring them in to the body of Christ. We hear about Jesus being baptized in the gospel this morning. And anyone else, when you were a little child, thought, "Yeah, of course Jesus was baptized. How else was he going to be Catholic?" Jesus is baptized not because he needs his sins forgiven. Remember, we're talking about Jesus. Not because he won't get into heaven without it. He's the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. Jesus is baptized to show that he, our Savior, is also our brother. Dunked down and immersed in those waters, sharing our frail and fragile existence. He is one of us. He's our brother, and at the same time, the beloved of the Father. God's pure delight and joy. The one in whom God is well pleased. When we baptize, when we, the people of God, bring our children to those waters of rebirth, when we bring adults and invite them to pass through that holy bath, what we're saying to them is, you belong to us. You are my brother. You are my sister. You are a daughter of God. You are a son of God. All are invited to belong. All are invited to pass through those waters of baptism. To belong to God. And to belong to his people, the church. And so, next time when you find yourself being asked the question, who do you belong to? You know how to answer. I belong to you. You belong to me. We belong to one another. We belong to God.